thought for today.
Self-pity is a waste of time.
Self-pity is a waste of time. Self-pity is a waste of time. Well, I think the title says it already all, because whenever I feel or we feel sorry for ourselves, it just stops us right there. It stops us. It stops me living in the now. It stops me having good thoughts about myself, good thoughts about my world. But what is this self-pity all about, actually? And why do I have it? Well, self-pity goes in one of the categories of our ninefold path. We have a ninefold path that is self-discipline, self-determination, self-diligence, and self-discipline. And non-judgmentalism, untouchableness, non-possession, one-pointedness, and that leads to the ninth, which is unconditional love. And self-pity I have when I am touched by something, or when I judge myself for doing something. It's just one of these self-discipline areas where I train myself to be in charge of my world, to be in charge of my world by my attitude, by being in charge of my emotions. The other day, our Swan people came visiting us. Swan is a home delivery food service, and they come every second week. They come up and ask if we need something from as food. Generally we buy ice cream because it's so convenient to buy ice cream directly from the freezer into our freezer. Anyhow, this time two guys came, and as they entered the monastery, Tony, who felt a little bit superior of having been already here and knowing everything, he looked at the wall with our 9 points of our ninefold path, all the big signs of self-discipline, self-dedication, non-judgment, untouchability, one-pointedness. And so he said to the other guy, "Are you unpossessed? Are you untouched?" And the other guy, he tried to answer as good as he could. And then when he asked him, "Are you unpossessed?" He said with a big smile on his face, he said, "Yes, I can say I am unpossessed because my wife possesses everything." And she gives me $5 every day for lunch, and that's it. I don't have anything. And he sounded really happy and content with this arrangement. And he really reminded me of a monk. Remember when we used to go to town a few years ago, and we had to spend the day? We had a limit of $4 to spend for lunch, and that just fits in that picture too. So I thought, here comes just another monk. And then when Tony asked the question about being untouched, he said, "Are you untouched?" And then the other guy looked with big eyes and said, "What does that mean, being untouched?" And I said, "Well, if somebody says something about you which is not true, and you know it, can you be untouched and just know in your heart who you are and let it be?" And then he nodded his head and said, "Uh-huh, yeah, yes, I know what you mean, yes, I know what you mean." And then he said, "Yes, I can, yes, I can." And it was really neat to see these two guys, you know, pondering our nine points, and how I have explained to that other guy what being untouched means. And actually that fits to me. Self-pity is a waste of time, because if I am touched by whatever anybody tells me, then I waste my time. I really waste my time, because in the time I have self-pity, my thoughts turn around totally unpleasant things, and I just empower the feeling of not being worthy, not being worthy of having things, good things coming to me. So the secret of taking charge of self-pity is to instantly say, I like me. I have tried that several times. Yeah, and it works, that's true. It really works. I have tried it several times to instantly say, also, while it is still happening, while the story is evolving, which could tell me a negative attitude about myself, I just silently say in myself, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. And somehow the subject starts to change, or somebody changes the subject, and it just disappears out into the nothingness. And then again, I'm open to all the good things that come to me, to the liking myself, and everybody smiles at me and says, hey, that's neat, that's good, that's super, and whatever good experiences come, and it's gone. And that's why self-pity is really a waste of time, because the law of cause and effect doesn't know, or doesn't ask, was that now right? Was that now just that this was said to you? Was that now just that this happened to you? The law of cause and effect does not mind at all. The thing is, whatever thought I think, I have created the experience in the first place anyhow by the law of cause and effect. And the law of cause and effect responds to my self-pity by making it stronger, by making it worse. But it also responds instantly and non-judgmentally to a change of my attitude when I say, hey, all is in divine order. I like me. I live in a wonderful world with super experiences coming to me, like I'm independently wealthy and I do all the things that make me happy and are fun-filled and good. And that's what it means to be in charge of my life, of my emotions, of my attitude. Because self-pity is just one of these emotions, one of these attitudes, which I would say is rather unbeneficial. And so I turn and change my attitude to a beneficial one. Just I like me. You see, I like me for me is already enough, because when I say I like me, then the universe knows here is an open door for all the abundance and the goodness to come in. And it does come. It knocks at the door and I open it. So, self-pity is a waste of time, and who wants to waste time which doesn't exist anyhow? So, let's just go for it and be in charge, and I am untouched. And so it is.